Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Tes, and we'll talk a little bit about Maris Ayin, which comes up here in the Gemara on Daf Tes Amar Aleph, with Machlokas, the Mishnah quotes the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about moving a ladder on Yantif from one bird coop to another bird coop. Beis Shammai says one is not allowed to. Emolichin es asula mishovach l'shovach. But you can lean it, Maltei Mechalon L'Chalon, if it's in one Shovach, then you can lean it from one window to the next. And Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to move it from one bird coop to another bird coop. And the Gemara says, the issue is one of Maris Ayin. First, Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, maybe the Machlokas is Birshus HaRabin, the Machlokas is only in public. To Beis Shammai Savri Haroa Omer, Latia Gagu Utsarach. Beis Shammai is nervous that a person sees you schlepping a ladder from place to place, they'll think that you're doing it to fix your roof, which is not allowed on Yantif. Beis Hillel will say, no, the shovach, the chicken coop, will be mochiach, Rashi. Shovcho shel sula mochiach, shunikar shu shel shovach. It's clear that what you're using it for. For Rosh Hashayachid, for sure, is mutter. Rosh Hashayachid is mutter. It's only machlokas and Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? Doesn't Rav say that anywhere or Chazal asered Maris Ayin afilu b'chadrei chadarim are going to be aser? Maris Ayin is aser even b'chadrei chadarim. So how could we say that the machlokas is only in public but in private? Everybody would agree that it is mutter. So the Gemara continues and says maybe the machlokas is about Rav Tanoihi. It's a machlokas Tanoim. The Braisa says Shulchan Machanam v'lokanegad ha'am. You're allowed to spread it when you have wet clothes on Shabbos. You're allowed to spread them out in the sun, but not in front of everyone, because people might think that you wash your clothes on Shabbos. And it was Rav Shimon Aser, their Aser even in private. So they say the issue is about Shittas Rav whether Maris Ayin is Aser afilu b'chadrei chadarim. So there are many issues within the world of Maris Ayin. We had a shiur about this back in Masechta Shabbos, specifically about a libun, about the issue that's discussed here, the example given about washing clothes and putting out wet clothes. But today we're going to focus on a couple of other issues that come up here in Maris Ayin. We'll start with the question of the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor in Yevamos and Daf Pei Zayin, right? That's by the beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah. On Daf Pei Zayin, Rav Alexander Sender ben Rav Ephraim Zalman Shor, right? He's famous for his Sefer Tvuah Shor on Hilcha Shechita, 1673 about to 1737, one of the classic Svarim on Yerideya. He has the following question. What answers in his Chidushim there, in Yevamos Pei Zayin Mabes? What happens if Adam say something is Asur, but I know it's mutter? Am I allowed to eat it? So eating it in public, for sure not. I'm not allowed to eat it. So chuch of etzlu, they didn't say it's usher. What about in a private? That's a shaila. Coming by le shnayim sha'amr al davar echad sha'usher. Right at the beginning of Isha Rabbah, they were talking about Edim to say that he was alive, one say that he wasn't alive, and back and forth. And what does the woman say? That's why this is brought up there. So shnayim sha'amr al davar echad sha'usher. Two people say that something is usher. V'yesh echad sheyodeya bebirur shehumater. And there's one person that knows 100%. He's a halachic Jew. He knows that it's mutter. The sheker he idu, and the edim are not telling the truth. Maushe yochal meosu davar betzina. Can he eat from that item privately? Bal yodea leish. Without anybody knowing. Afal gav de befarhes yavadei asur. Even though befarhes is b'sur asur. V'lav kol kamine. And he doesn't have the power to eat it. Ubezdim mesuvan alav lafrisho. And bezdim would have to be mafreshim. Even though he says it's mutter. Mikomakom betzina yishlamat the mutter. Maybe if it's in, it's allowed. So this sugi relates to the Maris Ayin issue, which we're going to talk about. But of course, it also relates to the issue of two Edim. How do we look at two Edim? When two Edim say something, two Edim win. So is that because we think they're telling the truth 100%? Two Edim will always tell the truth. It's the best beerer. Or do we say, we still don't know if they're telling the truth, but this is what we have to do. We have to act, and the Torah says two Edim are the best. There's the best chance that there two people wouldn't lie together, but you know, we still don't know. So there are some Rishonim, I think there's a shuv of the Rivash, that seems to say it's the best Anan Sadi. But if you look at the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodiyat Torah, where the Rambam discusses false prophets. How do you know a Navi is a true Navi? So the Rambam says, once he acts in a certain way, sometimes the Navi will have his own private nevuah, sometimes he'll have it to tell others, and then sometimes the Hashem will give power to the Navi to perform miracles. So in this context, the end of Perek Zayin, It's possible that he'll do a miracle, and he's not a Navi. V'zeh ha'oz yesh lo dvarim b'go. Af al pike mitzvah l'shmalo. Ho'ov adam gadol hu v'chacham v'ro'oi l'nevua. Ma'amidin oso al-cheskaso. If somebody is a tzaddik and a chacham, and he does the miracle, and he does the signs, you have to listen to him, even though he might be lying. Maybe it's a Navi Sheker. Okay, but what can you do? Shebekach nitztavinu. This is what we're commanded to do. And then he has the comparison. K'moshe nitztavinu lachtoch hadin al pishnei edim k'sherim. Just like we're commanded to decide matters based on two witnesses. V'yavo b'shef she'idu b'sheker. And even though the edim might be telling falsehood, ho'ol v'ksherim him atzleinu, since they are kasher to us, ma'amidin osan al kashrusan. So we're ma'amidin al kashrus, but he's using the lashon avi she'idu sheker. But that's one sugya of two edim. But the other issue that's today's focus is the Maariv Zayin issue. The Maariv Zayin issue. And that is, how do we understand the halacha of Chadrei Chadarim? So the Tvul Shor says, the Bechor Shor says, maybe it's a machlokas, Rambam Ravid. If you look at the Rambam and the Ravid, a machlokas in Hilchos Shkagos about Karbanos. Two edim say that a person was Tamei went into the Beis HaMikdash. So what does he say? Either he says, let's read the Rambam. Hayatamei va'amru lo shtayim nechnas to l'mikdash. Right? It's based on Mishnayos. He was Tamei, and two people say he went into the Beis HaMikdash. V'amru lahem lo nechnasi. And he says, I didn't go in. Nam, what he's believed. Why? Ve'eno mevi karban. He doesn't bring a karban for that. Shem yirtz for knisa l'mikdash. Shem yirtz yomar mezara yisi. When he says, I didn't go in, he's a mad man, I didn't go in shogeg, I went in mazed, so that I don't have to bring a carbon. So even if he just says, I didn't go in, he's believed. Amrlo, but the other way, Amrlo shnayim, tamei ha'yisa, kshenechnas to l'mikdash, if two people say to him, you were tamei when you went into the base of mikdash, ubefaneinu nitmeis, we saw you become tamei, v'yadata sha'ata tamei, and you knew that you were tamei. Even though there were many days in between when he became Tam and he walked into the Mikvah, he could have said, I went to the Mikvah. He could have gone into the Mikvah, and he would have said that he would have been believed, because the Eidim didn't see him not go to the Mikvah. But if he says, I never became Tameh, but the Eidim saw him become Tameh. We force him to bring a carbon, even though he says, I didn't become Tameh. But if the Edom say he became Tameh, that's the halacha. It may be, and he brings the Svara, it's quoted in the Mishnah, it may be, if two people are able to kill you, then surely they should be able to be mechayv you a carbon. Sharei Yechishon, because he contradicted them. And the Ravid here says, not so fast. L'das Reb Yehuda da'asi la mishum da'adam ne'aman al yidei atzmo yos b'mei ha'ish afilu amay lo nitmeis me olam t'kamachish lehu b'magatuma hu ne'aman. So maybe says the Tvo Shar B'char Shar in Yevamos Pesayin, maybe this is machlokas Rambam Ravid. According to the Rambam, Edom win. See here, maybe you wouldn't be able to eat it because the Edom win. But she according to the Ravid, where Adam ne'aman even more than two Edom, so then you would be able to. But then he says mistaver that you can't. Mistaver that you can't because of our halacha, our gemara, b'chadri chadarim. V'hachi mistaver, sha'adam yodea davar barur lo yashuv b'fnei kol. An early time, kiva da'anan asvi ala b'farhesya, asr afilu b'tzina. L'chein yirlein, he has darti shein lahatar ki im l'tzara gadol. Only the tzara gadol, it could be mutter, but otherwise, it is not. And then he adds, not only if there were two edim, and that he knows the two edim are lying, he's not allowed to do it, what if it was all him? Based on Shavya Nafshe. Somebody says something is Usur, and Bezdin says, okay, we don't know of any evidence that it's Usur, but it's Usur to you. But he really had an Amasla. He really had an excuse why he said it, but it's not a good Amasla that Bezdin is going to listen to. It's not going to be good, so we say Shavya Nafshe. Is he allowed to eat it in private? If he knows that he made up the whole story. So says the Tvoshar, same thing. Uminan nearly nami, but din haomer davar ze aser who ve edim echishu the kaima lunch shavinafshe chadich liyisur. Edim say it's mutter, but he says it's aser. We paskin shavinafshe is aser to him lo yochal afilu beinol veinatzmo. He can't eat it even do it by himself. Afa bishiyadesha emesim edim. Raksha yasa aide eze amasla gerua. Even though he knows the edim will write that it's mutter. Shlamino lo latira lo venishru biyisur lo yochal afilu beinol veinatzmo. Ki im eze tzara gadol. You can't both if there are edim that say it's mutter and if he knows, still, it is not going to be allowed. Fine. This is the Tvo Shar. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, there are two Pischei Tshuvas. Pischei Tshuva says, maybe this is only by an Isser D'Oraisa. Isser D'Oraisa. That's where maybe we would say that the extension of Rav b'chadri chadarim applies. But if it's only about Issa d'Rabbanan, maybe we wouldn't say that. This is the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Kuf Chaf Zayin, Zayin. Kuf Chaf Zayin, Zayin. In the Halachas of Yayin Nesach. Halachas of Yayin Nesach. So there he quotes, about Shavya Nafshe there. That's what the Ramah is talking about, a case of Shavya Nafshe. So he quotes this Bechor Shor, and then he says, that says the law marina and feel the bachadri chadar masar rak b'midi di kachshar the shover adar raisa avol moyach shur rak shover lisa derabanan shari bachadre chadarin. That is the halacha, says the Pischei Tshuva. Look in Tosfos in Ksubis daf samach, and we paskin that way, and therefore it would be mutter if it's only by lisa derabanan. What Tosfos talking about there? So that's the sugya samach amar al towards the bottom where the Gemara says what happens if somebody has a stuffed pipe. Somebody has a stuffed pipe. So, Sinar Sha'alupo Kishkisin. You have a pipe on top that the rain goes in, but it's all stuffed up with mud and leaves, and now it's gonna overflow into your house. Mimachon Baraglo Bitsina Bishabis. You're allowed to push out and kick out the gook with your foot on Shabbos in Bitsina, as long as it is in private. Beina Choshish, don't worry about it. Why? My Taima says the Gemara, Misakin Kilachar Yadhu. Usually you take the stuff out, the gook out, with your hands. But here you're doing it with your foot, so it's a shinui, rashi, ayyadei shinui baraglo, and therefore, b'makam seda lagazru barabanan, and b'makam seda, where it's going to go into your house, and it's going to cause you a large financial loss, they where it goes there. But one second, but isn't it marasayin? It's still an issa d'rabanan. So you might say, issa d'rabanan is mutter, so why does it only say betzina? Says Tosfos, v'had the amar kol makam jazru chachamim mipnei maris ha'ayin afilu b'chadri chadaram aser like our gemara hainu dafka be'isr malacha da'oraisa. What's our gemara about? Spreading out your clothes that are wet because people will think that you wash them on Shabbos. That's an isr da'oraisa. Kamo shoz kamakam avalo kenegad ha'am shim yiru yizru shekipsam b'shabbos aval hacha lo yiru ela malacha kilachar yad David rabbanan v'lo gazru rabbanan lesar b'chadri chadaram. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is a Shita, Tosfos is Chiddush, and Ksubas Daf Samach. The Chadri Chadorim extension of Rav only applies by Yisurei Daraisa, not by Yisurei Derabanan. Some Achronim say, the Be'er Sheva and Siman Tazayin says, maybe this is what Rashi and Krisus says. Problem is, it's not the Rashi and Krisus that we have. We have a different Rashi and Krisus. The Gemara there talks about blood. Blood, let's say somebody has a cut in their mouth. Are they allowed to swallow the blood that's between their teeth? That they have to be so careful and keep spitting it out. So, Krisus, Chaf Aleph Amabez, the Gemara says, Dam Sha'al Gabi Kikar, if there's blood on a piece of bread, you took the bread out after you bit from it, you see blood on there, then go Rova Ochla, you have to rub off the blood and eat it. Shalbina Shinayim Motitso Ubol O, Ve'ina Choshesh. But if it's between your teeth, you could just swallow it. You could just swallow it. Why? So the Be'er Sheva has a Rashi that says, Delo Chazilei. Because you don't see it. You don't see it? What do you mean you don't see it? What about b'chadri chadarim? Ah, blood of a person in Pashtus is aser d'rabanan. Blood of a person is aser d'rabanan, and it's d'rabanan, and you don't see it, but sin up, there's no issue of chadri chadarim. So he says, this Rashi, Paskins like that Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Samach. But the Rashi that we have doesn't say that. The Rashi here in Krisus, Chaf Aleph Mabez, has a different shot. Dam shal kabi akikar afagad dolav ke kansu dami veleke isura miu misses proshishpo. There's still an isura se. Aval shal ben ashinayim da akati mechubarhu and never went out of your mouth. A few of mitzvahs proshed bo vemotitzo ben achoshish veloke kansu dami. Sounds like it's not called blood yet. It's not called blood until it comes out of the mouth. It's not called blood, and that's why it's mutter. Not because it's durabanan and chadri chadarim. But either way, that's the Be'er Sheva says maybe the Rashi that he has is like Tosfos. By the way, the Pischei Tshuva, again, Kuf Chav Zayin Zayin, says that we pass in like that Tosfos. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva elsewhere, though, he doesn't sound like he's so convinced. He quotes the Tosfos. If you look in Hilchos Chala, Shin Lamid in Yoredeya, Hilchos Chala, the Shulchan Aruch there talks about Isas HaKlavim. If you have a dough that's going to be used for animals, it won't be used for people. So, technically, it would not need a chiyuv of challah. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Bizman Shaharoim Ochlim, right, it's based on the Mishnah, in Chalab, Bizman Shaharoim Ochlim, if the shepherds are going to eat from it too, Mimena Chayeves, then it's Chayev, because it's edible for human consumption. V'imlav Petura, but if not, if the shepherds are not going to eat from it, it's just going to go to the dogs, then Pater from the Chiv of Chalab. Vidafka shenikar bashi leklavim, but only if it's clear that it's for klav. It doesn't look like a regular roll. Kigon sheina arucha vaasuya kitzuras lachem. It's not made like a bread. Halav hachi chayeves. But if it looks like a regular bread, so then that would be chiyev in challah anyway because of marasayin. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, hatam mishum marasayin. If it looks like regular bread, you have to take off challah because of marasayin. We discussed then, I think, back in Shabbos when we had a shiur about marasayin a couple of years ago. Do you make a bracha on something that you have to do just because of marasayin, right? Or chshad? We'll talk about that by Hashem soon. But he says here you would have to do that. You have to take off challah. Va'avdol shakan marasayin ki miyabit acharav emas hefer shchallah b'shas lisho afio acharkach. And even though it's not technically marasayin here, because all they see is dough, they see dough. They have no idea if you took off challah or not. What kind of marasayin is there? What kind of marasayin is there? Mikomakom akaimalam. But still, we hold that even if nobody's going to know, the makom shasur chacham shemarasayin afilu b'chadri chadar maser. Amnams continues the bischei chuvet sarach iyun to efshar gam kanema the davka b'chalas eretz yisrael. Maybe only by chalas eretz yisrael shim da'oraisa. Maybe that's the only time where it should be a problem. But chalas chutz la'aretz, it maybe even if it looks like klavim, even if it does not look like klavim. Lo, Dakasu Tosfos Ksubas Daf Samach, he goes Tosfos and Ksubas, and the Pisri Tosfos in the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, Mevesi La'el, Simon Peizayin, he quotes it in Simon Peizayin, Lo Amrina, Nafil B'chadar Chadar Masa, Rak B'midi, Tikach Shadash Over Ad Araisa, Avodah Shikar Jaravan, lo, and then he quotes from the Tshuvas Pri Tvua, Shenis Orer, Bazev, Akasav, Delo Kaimel, and Ladina Katosfos Ksubas Anal, Vehel, Diafresh Below Bracha. Maybe she be Mafresh without a Bracha. So here he's not so convinced that it is that we pass in like that Tosfos and Ksubas on Daf Samach. Interesting, this whole discussion is whether the extension should apply to Drabanans. There's even a discussion, Maris Ayin itself, not just Maris Ayin in private. What about Maris Ayin in public? Is there Maris Ayin on Isure Drabanan itself? That seems to be a machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah and the Shach and Ilchus Basar B'chalav. It's been Pei Zayin, right, about fake milk or fake meat. What if you have milk from nuts? Milk from a coconut? Could you eat meat with milk from a coconut? Do you have to be worried about marasayin? Says the Rama, v'nagu lasos chalav mishkedim, the minhag is to make milk from nuts, umanichin ba besar of, and put chicken in it, hol v'eino rak midrabanan. So it sounds like it's only an issa drabanan, and therefore there's no marasayin. You're not allowed to cook this together, because that's an issa drabanan itself, chicken and milk. But this is not milk. This is not milk. And if it's not milk, it's only Eser Rabban, only Eser Marasayin, so Shmutter. Avo Psar Behema Yishlaniach Esel Chalav Shkeitim, Mishu Marasayin. But if you're having this milk with meat, with beef, then you have to put nuts on the side so everybody realizes that it is nut milk. And the Shach here quotes from the Marshal that no, that this Eser Marasayin applies even to Isurid Rabbanan. That's the Shach Paskins. V'chenis Kimo Achronim, V'chenis Chenu Elvi Azdaiti, Dafilu V'midi Rabbanan, Chayshin El Marasayin, Bekama Duchti. And he quotes a number of places in Shas. Says Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalid, you can't go out with a bell, even though it's Pakuk, because it looks like you're going to the Shuk. Right? It sounds like that's they're going to the Shuk as an Isur Rabbanan and others. So he assumes that it is Aser Durabana Mashmarsan. It even quotes that Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Samach. He says, you don't say the extension. You don't say the extension by Durabanans. It sounds like the Iker Din that you would say. You would say Mishumarasai. Rav Salvechik in Shire Harav discusses what the lumdus is behind this machlokas about the Ramah and the Shach. Maybe he says Das Marshal Simin Nun Dalet in his Sefer Shire Harav on Yerodeya. Das Marshal, who says that it's also even by the Rabbanans, they say what Marasayin is about? Lifnei Iver. It's about causing other people to do an Aveira. If they see you do it, they'll think it's Mutter. And therefore, even causing someone to do an Issa de Rabbanan is going to be Usser. Because, as the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Beis, being Machshel somebody in Issa de Rabbanan could be Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Lifnei Iver Daraisa. But either way, it's Usser. It shouldn't make a difference. But if you say the issue is not you're going to cause them to do something, but just you're going to look bad. You're going to look bad, right? The pasuk says, "V'isem nikiyim me'ashem u'me'yisrael," or "V'nimsachin v'seichel tov b'nei elokim v'adam." Both of those in Chazal. So then maybe Chazal only had the standard of you can't look bad, that people are going to think you're doing a daraisa. Maybe if people think you're doing a drabanan, maybe, you know, that Chazal did not include that. So that could be part of the lumdus behind the issue. Getting back to our Gemara, right, our Gemara says, what's the issue? Latiach gago. You might be going to, Mara Sinai about going to fix your roof. Is that an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabanan? Right, if it's an issa d'rabanan, then our Gemara kind of proves that. even an issa d'rabanan there is, right, that's unclear, right? The Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Hei says, binyin on yantif is d'rabanan. So he's all d'rabanan. So the Chashuki Chemed here discusses that. He says maybe it's mimareach. When you smear and tar your roof, it's going to be an issa d'oraisa. It's going to be an issa d'oraisa. So either way, it could be. There are other issues. We spoke last time about the issue about Maris Ayin and Chshad, but just maybe to end off with the Ha'ara of the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha in Shabbos Saf Samach Dalet, he says it's called Maris Ayin, not Maris Einayim. Because if we would look with both eyes, we'd see the big picture and we wouldn't be confused. It's only because sometimes people look with only one eye, do they make mistakes. Okay, we'll stop here.